Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's OMF on EEI.
Day one of the NFL draft. First round goes tonight, and we're talking about it. Fitzy filling in today for the big fella. I love this Tebow story. It's almost like when you're looking at Twitter right now, it's almost like we've taken a time machine or this is, you know, old stuff that you're reading right now. Tim Tebow trying out.
I like it.
Oh, it's kind of interesting anyway. So we're throwing it out to you. What would you do if you're the Patriots tonight? And what do you really believe Bill Belichick would do? And what would you give up to bring in Jimmy G? A lot of questions on the board. With day one of the NFL draft, we go to Paul. Paul's in Rhode Island. Hello, Paul.
Hello, and thank you. First-time caller, and I'm kind of curious. So Cam Newton this year, he'll have no excuses. But a full offseason, great offensive line, weapons, great defense. And say if he throws, like, the shortest yardage, brings out his yardage, but he throws third most interceptions, and in the biggest games, he gets lost, holds on the ball too much, throws interceptions, too many sacks.
Yeah, like probably what's going to happen.
And, well, I'm describing Garoppolo. And Garoppolo wants $25 million. He's guaranteed that. So I don't
understand. He's not getting $25 million. He's not going to get $25
million. Well, he's under contract. He's guaranteed $25
million. Correct.
We're on the $13 million cap.
Right. So a few things will happen. A few things will happen. They're not taking him. New England's not taking him unless he restructures that contract. And it could even be that they work something out with the 49ers, give him a higher draft pick, and have them give him a roster bonus because they're under the cap. They got the money.
Why would Garoppolo want to change his contract?
Because he's got nowhere else to go. He's got nowhere to play. This is his best opportunity to start in the National Football League. Where else does he go? That's his problem. It's not like he's got alternatives. I don't see everybody, you know, knocking down his door right now to get Jimmy Garoppolo.
The thing is with Garoppolo, I don't want Garoppolo, okay? Because I just don't. I think it's actually worse to get a quarterback and put an offense together and have everybody work together and build an offense and put in these plays that are working and take these players out and as the weeks go, kind of build something, only to know that he won't be there at the end of the year. Only to know that he is going to get hurt. But I will say this. When he is healthy, he's a much better quarterback than Cam Newton.
They can throw the football.
Jimmy Garoppolo? Much better quarterback than
Cam
Newton.
Have you looked at, like, even just, you can do two things. You can trust your eyes, which show you that Jimmy Garoppolo throws a forward pass through the air and Cam skips it like a stone across the water at the lake.
Yeah.
Or you could look at the advanced analytics like EPA, the expected points, whatever the heck that is. Cam Newton, over the last 5 years, I believe, has been somewhere hovering around 38th, so he's not even among the top 32 in this advanced analytics stat. Garoppolo's 10th, which means he's a top 10 quarterback, according to all the stat nerds. What does that usually translate into when you have a good defense, a giant offensive line, and weaponry around him? Playoffs.
I just know he'll get hurt.
I think he takes him to the playoffs.
Why? Look, why is everyone?
Because he's got a track record.
One year was from an ACL, the other was the bad ankle. I get it. Glenn, what's their winning percentage when he starts?
It's
tremendous.
It's tremendous. It's over.
It's like 6-25 when he does it.
But Fitzy, you can't ignore the fact that he has not been able to stay out there on the field.
Oh, Dad's now, always nice to me when he's home and he's not drunk, but he's usually drunk every night.
No, you could sit there and you could look at a couple things. Blew out the ACL. That was him. That was his mistake. Tried to extend an extra half yard in the sideline.
Lost 13 games, Glenn.
Right, but
he gets hurt because of stupid decisions.
That's right. It keeps on happening to him. So it's something you've got to take into consideration. That's why I'm not giving up an awful lot for Jimmy Garoppolo, but I want him because he's better than Cam Newton, and you spent all of this money on receivers in the offseason, and you're telling me you're going to have a guy that skips the rock over the lake next year throwing to them?
Glenn, I don't want somebody that has passing difficulties, that's working through a foot injury, that has shoulder issues, that has mechanical problems, that needs an entire other offseason. I will always respect and admire Cam Newton for being willing to, whether or not he had any other opportunities, to be the guy who replaced the legend, to be the man who came in after the GOAT. That was an impossible task, and I think he did the best that he could. But at this point now, Jimmy Garoppolo, instead of being on a leash and having restrictor plates on in San Francisco, and yes, they had plenty of talent out there, Kyle Shanahan is a helicopter parent of a football coach. Bill Belichick believes, along with Josh McDaniels, they can get the best out of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I agree. That's why they want him, and that's why I think they're going to get him, because it makes no sense for the 49ers to hold on to him if they're drafting their starter tonight. Here's Chris. He's up next here on EEI. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
All right, so I'm with Lou. It's Justin Fields, maybe Trey Lance, and that's it. I don't care what you have to move up to get him. Pick 4, pick 10, anywhere in between. Go get your guy. You need to get a guy long-term. This is way the NFL is going to. Tom Brady is a dying breed. It's Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun. It's mobile, athletic quarterbacks. Josh Allen, you got to get up in the first round, and you got to get him. Because this is your only chance. I mean, is it not?
No, I don't think it's your only chance. No, to get a quarterback? He could be a stiff.
Get in the top 10. In the top 10. When are you going to get up
Chris,
there?
Chris, you're absolutely right. All these people don't want to pay the price to move up now. They're not going to want to do it. No one's going to do it when they're 23, 24, 28, 30, hopefully. You know, moving forward. Yeah, we're at 15 right now.
Right, and if you give up 2 first-round picks and a second, if the guy turns out to be as good as he is, no one's going to remember what you gave up.
Agreed.
You're just going to see that you've got a legit franchise quarterback.
Agreed.
Jimmy G is not that. He is a Band-Aid from the short term because he's better than Cam, which I think we all agree on. Bring them in both.
Damn, Chris,
I have no problem.
Week 6.
Chris, you are good. I love Texas.
Way too much logic. Logic.
I have no problem with bringing in both. I think you need both because I don't think
you love everyone from wide open states. That's what you love. You just want freedom, Lou.
I feel like Mutt right now. I got a lot of respect for Texas.
Yeah.
I really do. No, that's a great call. He's absolutely nailed it.
I have no problem getting both of them, but let's also remember that Justin Fields could be a total stiff in the National Football League. He could be. And then you could be doing the same exact thing 2 years from now and trying to find that next guy. But I don't have a problem with going and get that quarterback. I just don't think for the next year or two you can depend on him.
Well, good. Then you know what? Honestly, Glenn, at that point, if Justin Fields is a stiff, Trump's favorite word, if he's a stiff at quarterback, then put him in at receiver, because right now he's faster than any of the receivers the Patriots have on the active roster.
All right, here's John in Holyoke. What's up, John?
How you doing, guys?
Good, John.
Good. Before I want to talk about the draft, but before I do, I just want to, Lou, I love listening to you on the radio. I'm not a Red Sox fan, but I get, not to make your head any bigger than it is, but you do a great job on the show.
Thank you, John.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Robert.
But I like to see them, you know, take a receiver or a linebacker and pick up Trask or something in the second or third round. I think he is a perfect replacement for Tom Brady.
Don't say that.
For the ghost of Drew Bledsoe, because
he's great.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
You really think so, John?
I do. I think he's.
No, he's not.
No, hold on.
You can't put him in the same sentence.
There is a 1% chance that's true.
No, let me just ask. So, John, are you there?
Good.
Your phone came back in. Okay, good. So here's my argument against Kyle Trask, who, by the way, on our Twitch stream right now, everyone has been arguing for Trask if the Patriots are going to fall back and take defense in the first round. They're like, Trask. Okay. Everyone keeps saying Mac Jones is a product, like Christian always says when he's here and he's doing a great job. He's that Mac Jones is a product Mac Jones is a product of Alabama.
It's giving you work.
Yes.
Listen, the check clears anyway. It doesn't matter, Glenn.
So if your point is Trask was a product of what he had last year?
Trask is a product of Kyle Pitts and Kadarius Toney and all the offense around him. He had 43 touchdowns.
I could throw
40 touchdowns to Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts. And Mac Jones likely or could have been. That's my issue with him, John, is he's slower. It's a longer motion. I just don't think that he has the same between the ears that a Mac Jones has, and that's why he's worth jumping up to grab.
I don't see how we can put him in the same sentence with Tom Brady.
I don't think any of these guys are better than Jared Stidham. We haven't heard that today. Boy, a year ago today, it was Patriots aren't interested in any quarterbacks. You know why? Because their guy, Jared Stidham, is better than any quarterback in the draft.
When you go out to dinner and they say, like, would you like any fresh pepper or salt? You're like, no, I brought plenty to the table. That is. My goodness gracious. Yeah. So sarcastic.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is coming from me, by the way.
Last year, you didn't hear that? Last year, they didn't draft a quarterback because Jared Stidham was better than anyone in it.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
By the way, didn't we hear that again like a week and a half ago? That was another one of those things telling the 49ers, hey, by the way, we still love Jared Stidham.
Yeah, Giardi said that. He actually said it with a smile, right? And he's like, listen, you can take the cheese if you want, but I'm telling you, they think he's had a lot of growth in this last year, and Stidham might be ready. I'm just saying, that's what someone told me.
I hate to say it. I think half of the stuff that is popping out of Foxborough right now
is all BS,
and it's all to let the 49ers know we're not giving up a first, we're not giving up a second, we might not even give up a third round. We want Jimmy Garoppolo, but come on, bring the price
down. It's all sarcasm. I mean, it's all smoke screens. This is all.
They're lying. They're all lying. Glenn. Here's Dave. He's in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I'm calling to defend the interior line.
Okay. Dave, real quick, are you a big fella?
You don't want a lineman. And what would Kansas City have done in the Super Bowl last year if they had a bloody line last year?
Oh, that's right. They had two tackles, right?
So if they took an offensive tackle instead of that idiot who drafted Pat Mahomes, they would have been a much better shot. Much better shot of winning the Super Bowl.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
Oh, okay.
But they took a shot. But you think that if there was somebody who they liked as much as Pat Mahomes in this draft, that they wouldn't go up? I mean, it's all rumors, but you know there's a rumor out there that the reason why the 49ers traded to the third place in the draft is because the Patriots, before that, were talking in the fourth spot, and they wanted Mac Jones. Mm. We don't know what's true.
Dave.
But, you know.
Dave, are you a big fella?
Of course I'm a big fella.
You love big fellas, love the trenches. You love the trenches,
old
boy.
David Arison.
You guys like the trenches. They live in the trenches, Lou.
Dave, you might get it too, man. You might get what you want. You might get this guy Dawasaw out of Virginia Tech. They're going to trade back because there's another good tackle in the first round. Look at Jenkins, whatever you talk about, Oklahoma State.
Right. Tevin Jenkins? Watch, the Patriots, Dave, will trade back twice.
Yes, sir.
Lou, I want Belichick picking. Look at his record in the top 20. When he is picking in the top 20, everybody's upset
it's
about
fantastic.
Nikhil Harry. But look
it's excellent.
At it, you know?
It's
and
fantastic.
That's why I think it's excellent, and that's why I think people are going to get nervous if Bill takes that 15th pick and drafts downward because he sees an opening between 46 and 96. That's a big gap. So that's going to freak
people out.
Just
draft a corner in the second round.
are you a big guy, Dave?
Well, big guys love the trenches.
Is he a great big fat person?
Big guys love the trenches.
Yeah,
you don't appreciate the trenches.
I hope he hangs up and goes up and gets a nice North Shore beef after this.
Got to control the line of scrimmage.
That's where the game is won.
Point of contact. A-gap.
I don't want to be fat. Yeah. We're going to continue to find out what you think the Patriots are going to do, what you think they're going to do. Plus, you ready for this?
What?
This is not an exact science. We've got clear-cut evidence, old takes before previous drafts to tell you that even the best in the business screw this thing up royally. We got all of that and more coming up right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Lou is on Twitter at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts. Personally, in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
This is it. We've been talking about it for 3 or 4 months. All happens tonight at 8 o'clock in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, why not? If you're going to bring it back live, why not bring it to Cleveland? 617-779-7937. What do you think the Patriots are going to do? What do you want them to do? I'll tell you what, a lot of people just follow a lot of the draft Knicks and these people that follow the draft, and they think that because they're saying nice things about these guys, that it must be that they're good players. If you go back into history and you take some old takes on NFL draft misses, you find out that it's a crapshoot when you're doing this. 2016, Hugh Jackson on quarterback Cody Kessler. You have to trust me on this one. Absolutely loved him. How about Andrew Perloff, McLovin from the Dan Patrick Show. Luke Kuechly at number 10 to the Panthers is not going to work out well. Tacklers are easy to find. I know he can cover tight ends, but come on. How about John Gruden? John Gruden in 2014, he loved Johnny Manziel.
I just love to see him take Johnny Manziel and put him in the black hole. It just seems like a perfect launching pad for a former Texas A&M QB. But with the Raiders, you never know.
When he's off the ball in a stacked position, he doesn't look like he's the same football player. I'm anxious to see what the Raiders do with Khalil Mack. I'm still shocked they didn't take a quarterback here, particularly Johnny Manziel. Everybody must know something that I don't. Thank you.
So he wanted him at 1, he wanted him at 5, he wanted him at 6, he wanted him at 7. He wanted him everywhere he could possibly find him. That's what he wanted.
Johnny Manziel. You're going to hear it all tonight, too. You're going to hear it all tonight. Can we just sort of... I know we had that little segment planned, but there's some things going on in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm just seeing the Adam Schefter stuff right now.
Real quick. Earlier today, Bill Michaels sent out this tweet. He said, the Niners have offered the Packers the 3rd overall pick in this year's draft, right? Plus other picks, number of players, including Garoppolo for Aaron Rodgers. Somebody came out, Rob Domofsky, said, this is not true. I'm told by a source of direct knowledge, repeat, not true. No calls per source. And then this was Tom Pelissero's turn, because he an hour ago said the Niners did reach out to the Packers on Wednesday about trading for Aaron Rodgers, but no formal offer was made. 0% chance that Green Bay deals the reigning MVP. And then we just had this from Adam Schefter moments ago. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday.
Adam Schefter's I'm reporting what?
That he does not want to return to the team. Is Aaron Rodgers available tonight?
What is yes, and how much can I pay for him?
What is going on? Like, it couldn't get crazier.
I'll take insert the Belichick gif of him walking into Detroit for $600, Alex. Yes, of course. You do it right now. You get on the phone and you say, tell me what San Francisco offered. And if we're to believe that's true, it was Garoppolo, a bunch of current players, more picks, and number three.
But they had three to offer.
Would you give up Cam for him?
No. And I'll tell you what else. If they want Darisaw, they better keep their damn cheesy hands off.
They better not want N'Keal Harry either, because I'm not giving up N'Keal or Cam. The question is, do you even have enough? Like, they could offer you three. And I mean, listen, we know Green Bay, they've drafted Jordan Love, right? But still, they could be in a situation where they're like, we don't need three to get that quarterback at three. We already got a guy. We drafted last year. We may want to draft in a certain spot. I don't know, but is he now in play tonight?
All right, so Schefter has just gone on ESPN, and this is what he has just reported.
Aaron Rodgers has told certain members of the organization that he does not want to return to the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
And this is an issue that has gone on throughout the course of the offseason, so much so that each of the Packers' main individual decision makers, the president, Mark Murphy, the head coach, Matt LaFleur, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, have each taken trips out west to go meet with Aaron Rodgers, to fly out and meet with him to see if they could change his mind and convince him to come back to Green Bay, which he does not want to do at this point in time. But to date, Aaron Rodgers has not budged. And so we have a standoff here that nobody knows exactly where it's going.
So what if Aaron Rodgers, and my guess is it probably is serious about this. We've seen it with Deshaun Watson. We saw a little bit of it with Russell Wilson in the offseason, where these NFL quarterbacks are becoming more and more like NBA players. And suppose he sits there and says, hey, guys, I'm not going to report. I get this Jeopardy gig. They really want me to do this Jeopardy gig. I could take some time off, but you got to deal me because I want to play somewhere else. What do you do if you're Green Bay? You're handcuffed at that point. You can sit here and talk all you want about how much you need to get in return. But if the guy's going to walk away, you've got your backup quarterback. But what leverage do the Green Bay Packers have?
Let me honestly ask this question right now. If you are the Packers with the team-owned general manager and all the shares and all that cutie stuff, but obviously Matt LaFleur took Jordan Love last year when you needed more to be able to get over the hump and get to a Super Bowl that was very winnable for the Packers as well. You need wide receivers. You need more on defense. And what do? They don't give Aaron Rodgers anything that he needs. He continues to have to throw to 2013 Tom Brady-level receivers outside of Devontae Adams. If he's this angry and he wants out, why, when you have Jordan Love in the wings, who you spent a first on last year, and another team is legitimately offering you a quarter of the team, the number three pick, and more picks next year, you do it.
No, you move on. They're actually in a good spot because Jordan Love, we have no idea what he's going to be, but they obviously liked him enough to draft him last year in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So they are in a good spot. You think about San Fran's offering, like a three. Okay, you don't take a quarterback. What do you put Kyle Pitts in that offense with Devontae Adams? Maybe they give you more players, too. Now you got three. So they're actually in a good spot because, they don't have to, like we're talking about Deshaun Watson down in Houston. You trade away Deshaun Watson, okay, teams that might be interested maybe because they can give you Tua or they can give you Darnold. You don't have to dive into the draft. You already have that guy sitting there right now in year two. So it's a good, the problem is like,
the problem
has this
is
been in the works or just in the next 6 hours? 4 or 5 hours, can you really figure something out?
They
pissed him off a year ago when they drafted the kid, right? They pissed him off. He went out and had a unbelievable season, yet it's not good enough, and he knows the team is not good enough. So if you're the Patriots, do you not jump into this thing and say, you don't want to trade him to the 49ers?
Yes.
They're within your conference.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Trade him out of your conference. He will embarrass you with the 49ers. You're all over this if you're Bill Belichick.
You should throw in Cam, N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel. I mean, you do it in a heartbeat. Jawan Williams.
You sure you want to give him Jawan Williams?
Let me just say right now, if people thought that Garoppolo versus Brady, possibly on Thanksgiving night this year, would be must-see TV. Imagine the theater if it was Belichick and Rodgers.
Well, hold on, hold on. He's Aries and Brady. He would still have to beat out Cam Newton.
It's not going to happen.
Don't worry about that.
I meant as the backup mentoring Fields.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers would mentor Fields in Dallas.
Guys, did this story just turn this NFL draft upside down?
It might have.
This is unbelievable. Again, Aaron Rodgers, according to Adam Schefter, and he's reporting it now, Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, and he's pushing the organization to push him out of Green Bay.
Carnage in the streets.
We've got more Schefter. It's coming up next. You do not want to miss this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I was watching the draft and thinking about which receiver might be there at that time. And when they traded up, I was definitely a little perked up a little bit. Yeah, I got a text from my agent. He just texted quarterback. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. I love scotch, but I've been drinking some sipping tequila lately as well. Once I got that text, I went to the pantry. I poured myself, you know, about four fingers. And I knew it was going to be one of those nights where the people were going to start calling. And there's going to be, hey, you know, is everything fine? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. Like I said, I wasn't elated by the pick, you know, especially being one game away from the Super Bowl and feeling like we're a couple players away. But at the same time, I understand it's a business.
That was Aaron Rodgers, and we're now hearing today that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, but that was him talking about Jordan Love being drafted where he was hoping to get some help with receivers at a different position. Did anybody think he spent the last year trying to mentor Jordan Love? No. He's sitting there trying to continue his career, making lots of money. And apparently he's pissed off because he sees they're pushing maybe Jordan Love more in that number one slot, and he wants out. I mean, this is a major development today, guys. Major development.
Major. Oh. This is as big as it gets, Glenn. We could honestly see the most talented player moved on a draft day in history if Aaron Rodgers gets dealt from the Packers tonight. And I'm not just saying this because I want it to happen and the brilliance of Belichick and Rodgers teaming up to make a run, or as Lou called it during the break, you know, a soul transfer, or just completely a selling of the soul for a little success. Who in the world would not want to see that happen? Not just for Brady versus Rodgers.
He would be the first MVP to ever be traded
on draft
in the offseason after he was, you know, of course, the MVP.
Named, oh, yeah.
That usually only happens in the NHL.
Oh, so let me ask you, and this is serious because I think that, you know, obviously Bill should call. We all admit that Bill should definitely call. I mean, you got to do due diligence, right? Yeah. Find out what you're looking at. What you'd give up in return.
Everything.
You basically, you know, wouldn't have too much draft capital until Aaron Rodgers' career is over. Because he's 38 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're willing to kind of do that for the next 3 or 4 year run.
Tops.
Lou, it's perfect if you look at Bill's age and his window.
Well, that's,
if it's perfect.
Yeah, so I was going to get to you. Look at Bill and say, okay, maybe he's got 4 or 5 years left.
Perfect.
You know, and he finishes his career with a guy like Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, you won't have too many first-round picks. Maybe second round picks.
That's okay. Okay, I'll play the
you're
part of Patriots.
Second round picks?
I was gonna say I'll play the part of Patriots Twitter. Yeah, he sucks at first round picks.
No
Forget
Duke
it.
Dawson's. Sorry, can't well, get him
second.
Anymore.
Yeah, he was a second.
I'd be okay. really curious to see what that package yep. looks like for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. All right, let's, but of so, course if I'm the Patriots, I'm doing it.
All right, let's
so if
build
I'm San
burger,
Francisco, if I'm San Francisco, I'm looking at and saying Mac Jones. Do we really want Mac Jones if Aaron Rodgers is available? What do we have to give up? And oh yeah, by the way, we have $26 million. We can cut Jimmy Garoppolo. We can free up all of that money. And now we have money to bring Aaron Rodgers in. So they actually have a way of doing it. They need more than that. But at $26 million, that's a good start of being able to open up a window to put Rodgers in.
I also wonder, like, it's just like, you know, there's so much stuff behind the scenes. You know, how long have, maybe San Fran is just one of those teams. You know, John Lynch is like, you know, remember the story about how he called the New England Patriots? He's like, all right, Garoppolo. What about Tom? You know, and he asked Bill about Tom Brady. Would you be willing to move Tom? Maybe he's just one of those guys. Just Green Bay, yeah. Would you be willing to move Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. Or maybe, just maybe, that's the reason why he moved up to three.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Green Bay wanted.
Maybe. They may have been throwing a bunch of bull at us
but
for
see,
the
I
last
don't,
three,
I don't,
4 weeks.
I don't think that either because it's not like you'd be moving up there to get what? There's Kyle people. Pitts?
Right. Yeah.
Because you tell it's not me a quarterback, right? You just Garrison. Got one last year.
Guys, if you're in
Garrison?
The...
in a tackle?
If you're in the war room down in Atlanta right now, what are you thinking? You own the number 4 pick. You got Matt Ryan. You sit there going, we can get Aaron Rodgers.
They're
right
in
now.
Cap hell. They have less than $1 million. They can't even sign Kyle Pitts, let alone anyone else they draft. That's why Julio Jones might be available for a song.
Wow, let me give you more of Adam Schefter because he's now been on ESPN and he is reporting again.
All right.
If you missed it, that Aaron Rodgers wants out of the Green Bay Packers.
The 49ers called the Green Bay Packers last night, and the Packers said, we're not trading him. And the Los Angeles Rams called in January before they traded for Matthew Stafford to see if they would trade him, and they were told no. And a short time ago, basically the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, issued this statement. As we stated since the season ended, we are committed to Aaron in 2021 and beyond. Aaron has been a vital part of our success, and we look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. But the fact of the matter is, there are other members of the organization that don't know if and when Aaron Rodgers will show back up in Green Bay. He's going through a lot of change in his life right now. He's engaged to be married. He hosted Jeopardy during the offseason, has a lot of hopes, a lot of different dreams. And I don't think he's particularly happy right now being in Green Bay. And I think this dates back, ironically enough, to the draft last year, when not only did the Green Bay Packers draft a quarterback, but they traded up to draft a quarterback. And not only did they trade up to draft a quarterback, but they didn't tell him in advance that they were drafting a quarterback.
Mm. Wow. So they can sit here all they want, and we saw it in Houston. They can sit here all they want and say no, and this was before the legal issues with Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun Watson just wanted out. You can sit there all you want, Green Bay, and say, nope, we're going to hold on to Aaron Rodgers, nope. But there comes a point now, especially if you get beyond the draft, and you get into the summer, and you get to September, when you are in a no-win situation.
Wait, who's the Packers GM again?
Basically, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, issued this statement at
okay.
I'd go by Brian G.
I thought the people were the GM.
That's true.
Oh, they're the
owners.
They're the owners.
All they have is an expensive piece of paper.
Brian G.
There's nothing. They have no power. They have a piece of paper.
So it's like, I think I just saw it in tweets, too. And Over the Cap is really good at this kind of stuff, right? Yeah. A trade of Aaron Rodgers, $31 million dead cap before June 1st. Mm-hmm. After June 1st, $14 million dead cap. They could save $23 million. But how the hell do you execute that?
So what you do is you announce the trade tonight. It's the same thing with the Julio Jones thing.
You draft who they want.
They puppeteer the draft for you, or you announce the trade, but you don't actually execute it until that right. time. It's the same thing with Julio Jones.
Yeah, it's just putting the paperwork in.
It's the same thing with Julio Jones. Like, if you trade him now, massive cap hit to the Falcons. If you do it June 2nd, it mitigates the cap hit this year, and it goes down from, like, $20 million to $7.5 million.
Mm. But don't you think they're in a position right now, if you're Green Bay, you're going to play chicken with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to sit there, and he probably will hold out. And I think it's easier right now with the Zoom sessions and everything else to simply not show up. And then what do you do?
You know, part of me wonders if you're the Green Bay Packer GM, And again, you trade up last year to get Jordan Love. You're doing that because he's your quarterback of the future, correct?
Yeah, you're doing that because you're doing what's best for the organization. But it's not what's best for Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's not. But what I'm saying is that you moved up. You like Jordan Love. You think he's the future. And you're wondering if whether you're going to get 2 years out of Rodgers, maybe 3 years out of Rodgers. And, of course, if Rodgers plays till he's whatever, you could always trade Jordan Love. I get it. But I don't know. In a way, are they sitting there saying, okay, Aaron's making it a little bit easier for us. It's a little bit a year earlier than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what we can get for Aaron Rodgers. And we love this kid, Love.
Oh, Edelman cuts off his knee and comes out of retirement to come play for Rodgers and Belichick.
Lou, I think
that's... You get a great package because you got the guy you like.
But, Lou, I think that's the question.
It's like if Favre, after like year one, retired, right, or right, decided, I want out, they'd be like, okay. Yeah. Why do you think we drafted Aaron Rodgers?
But wouldn't you say that... the question would be, what do they think of Jordan Love? Now, they loved him on draft night. They were willing to move up in the draft.
They got a whole year of looking at him.
But they've had a whole year of looking at him. What do they think of him now? Do they still feel the same way? But this is typical of the Green Bay Packers because they did it with Aaron Rodgers. They drafted Aaron Rodgers. Now, they got him lower than anybody thought they were going to get him in the first round. But they had him sit on the sidelines for 3 years with a clipboard. So maybe they thought the same thing with Jordan Love. But Aaron Rodgers sees the handwriting on the wall. He watched the other guy ahead of him get pushed out the door. So yeah, he's sitting there going, I'm not doing this. I'm not waiting around so you can push me out the freaking door.
Hell no. This was Ian Rappaport. He just tweeted this out seconds ago. Over the last month, Rodgers had his agent, Dave Dunn, fly to Green Bay for several days meetings to work through the situation. The Rodgers refused a restructure, wanted an extension. Teams called knowing that he wasn't happy. Green Bay rebuffed him, offered an extension, no deal. So he didn't want to redo a restructure. He wanted an extension. Then they offered him extension, and he says no.
Yeah, he's not going back, guys.
He's doing everything he can to proverbially shoot his way out of that
situation.
No,
you got a problem. The only way you're going to get him to restructure, Lou, is probably if you work out a trade with him, and then you restructure to make the trade. Because another team is going to need it to be able to fit him in.
Yeah, wow.
That's the only way it's going to work. If you go through all of that, it's amazing to me that the Green Bay Packers are willing, and maybe they're just BSing us and throwing it out publicly, that they still are adamant about holding on to Aaron Rodgers. I think the player has too much power in this situation. He could really mess you up.
All right. So everyone who's watching along on our Twitch stream right now, here's a good trade package somebody just proposed. 15th overall, first next year, second the following year, Gilmore, Winovich to open the negotiation.
Done.
That gets it done.
Done.
He's 38, like you said, Lou. You get 3 years of elite-level quarterback play for an edge rusher, a lockup cornerback, two firsts at the second, and maybe a little bit more. How does Green Bay say no to that? Green Bay can get another receiver. They can grab Darisaw. They can grab a corner, another cornerback if they want to. It gives them a chance. See, this is why I always thought it was so asinine that Houston, and this may have been an optics issue for Caserio to face.
What do you need him for? You
move
got
on.
Cam.
Let me give you one more.
See, this is why.
Let me give you one.
Do you want some pepper to go with that salt, guy? Come on.
Let me give you one more. You really entice Aaron Rodgers.
I like that deal, though.
You really entice Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, you can have number 12.
Oh no, Bill would hand it.
Glenn,
to
how the power of Christ compels you.
Can you imagine
the
Brady?
The power of Christ compels you.
Imagine Brady walking in to Gillette next year against Aaron Rodgers wearing number 12.
What are we doing?
Can you imagine?
That's it. Oh, my God.
It's Ragnarok.
And then,
Rodgers, it's end of days.
Rodgers stays for like 3 years. It's one of those things, like, you know, like we always felt like, oh, now Bill's got to, Patriot fans got to share Super Bowls with Bruce Arians.
Ugh.
Right? Like he's the drunk guy coming at the party when they celebrate Brady's career.
Disgusting cousins down there.
Rodgers comes here for 4 or 5 years. They win another Super Bowl or two. Now you retire 12, but it's split. Rodgers on one side. Brady, he's got to share the retired number.
When I saw those stupid mocked-up jerseys that people were actually, they were buying, they had their Brady jerseys, they bought Tampa 12s, and that which sounds like a forgotten defense, and they would cut them in half, and they would make their own Franken jerseys. And it just, they're like, oh, what do you think, Fitz? They're like, I hate that. Take it off. Throw
Rodgers
it away. Burn it.
Brady,
don't you dare.
Retire 12 together.
Sully the memory here in of Tom
Bill would
Brady.
Love to do that.
Oh my God.
He would love to do that.
Hey, Bill, how about them Super Bowl rings, man? How about those Super Bowl rings? Where's yours at? Where's yours? I got two.
That's Bruce Arians.
Can you imagine if he passes Don Shula with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and waves to Brady? Yeah.
But I've got to believe
so much potential.
Everything has changed in the NFL world for tonight's draft. So we've spent 4 months talking about five kids that might be drafted in the first five, six, seven, eight picks in the draft. And instead, just hours away from the start of the NFL draft, we are talking about Aaron Rodgers now being available for other teams. It changes everything. You don't have to worry about maybe Lance is good, maybe Mac Jones is good. Nope. You know what Aaron Rodgers is.
There's another side of this too, though. Like Rodgers, like, you know, as far as just using it to negotiate. Like he knows, he throws this out there. Mm-hmm. Like the GM, what's his name? Budakuntz?
It's close enough.
Yes. Yes.
Basically, general manager Brian Gutekunst.
Gutekunst. So just
are we
to bust,
get thrown off the air.
No, listen,
please enunciate.
What? No, that's his name.
That's Schefter.
Just to bust his balls. Like the guy doesn't have enough on his plate on draft night. Now he's getting calls from everyone in the league. You know, his voicemail's getting full. He's still trying to figure out who he wants to draft. And Aaron Rodgers is trolling him because everyone, it's like, dude, give me more money. I'll give out your cell number to everyone on social media. It's got to piss them off. They're like, God, we got meetings with our scouts. It's draft day. Right. And you got every team in the league calling me up offering N'Keal Harry and Steph Gilmore. Like, God, Aaron, you're pissing me off
that
right
is
now.
Legitimately...
What much money do you want?
But that's right? What you know he wants out. If he complained that he wanted an extension for commitment because he doesn't like the Jordan Love
maybe the
thing.
The extension wasn't good enough.
And then they offer an extension, and he still says no to it. By the way,
he's not going back.
Brian's
going to make life miserable for them.
It's the most that is the most Midwest name in the history.
Dude, Budakuntz is pissed right now.
Basically, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst.
If your name was Murphy O'Sullivan, that wouldn't be as Boston a name as Brian. Ryan Budakuntz?
I don't know. Gouda.
Of course it has cheese in it.
I think it's Gouda.
Wasn't he the mayor of Fort Wayne who ran against him? No, that was a different guy.
Everybody know that was the GM of the Green Bay Packers? Don't we usually know GMs are good teams?
No. Basically, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst.
I mean, don't we know that? We don't know
I'm
that.
Seven.
Okay.
So do we care even about any of these five quarterbacks tonight, right now? I mean, we did for the last few months. I don't want any of them, Lou. None of them. I don't want Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Forget about him. If he was available.
You guess what, though?
I want Aaron Rodgers.
You're going to get Jimmy G.
Well, you're going to get him now. So if the 49ers end up with Aaron Rodgers, I think the 49ers are going to end up cutting Jimmy Garoppolo. They're going to have to. They're going to have to squeeze money into this deal.
Wait,
right?
Wait, so if the 49ers move three, if that package is accepted to Green Bay, now all of a sudden whoever they were going to take at three is available. So now this throws... You want to talk about the whole idea...
No, you move up at three.
...that Kyle Shanahan, who is the most obnoxious poker player in the history of all time... This guy, now everything is, I mean, it rattles every
cage
on draft
night. Well, they get Pitts and Devontae Adams at three to go with Jordan Love.
Okay, so now he wants out.
Well, no, I'm just, no, Devontae's there with Jordan Love, and they can draft Kyle Pitts at three and have their tight end of the future with Devontae Adams and their quarterback of the future. And they can grow together.
Boy, does this put a wrinkle into the draft tonight,
this is fantastic.
Huh? Forget about any of these quarterbacks. I don't care anymore. All I want is Aaron Rodgers. Give up whatever you have to give up for Aaron Rodgers. And the one thing you've got going for you is you're in the other conference. Because the Green Bay Packers know that Aaron Rodgers will come back and embarrass them if they're playing in that conference. You move them to the other conference. You get them out. Move them to the AFC. And that's the one thing Bill's got going for
him. You think Casario calls him up and says, all right, swap. Those 22 women a lion.
Yeah, that'll work.
No?
I don't think that's going to go. I don't think that's going to go over.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, but this is the best night of the year already, Glenn, and it just got
mo
better.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween all together wrapped up in one big holiday.
Millions of hours of content leading up to tonight just got blown up.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. Does anybody care about these young quarterbacks anymore? You've spent the last 3 or 4 months. Do you care? Is there anybody out there that does not want the Patriots now to make a deal to get Aaron Rodgers? Apparently, it's out there. WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft presented by Zuti. Build any application of your company, and you can do it in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuti.com for details. And this hour of OMF and all this draft stuff brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Jeep Celebration Event. 617-779-7937. Back to the phones. Aaron Rodgers may be available.